T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Democrats are now moving to make Roe v. Wade law rather than just a court opinion. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Republican-appointed justices' reported votes to overturn Roe v. Wade will go down as an abomination. One of the worst, most damaging decisions in modern history.
And while Democrats may have enough votes in the House, they don't have the 60 they need in the Senate. Without getting rid of the filibuster, and more moderate Democrats have been unwilling to do that in the past. There have been demonstrations coast to coast, New York included, of course, as we hear from Samantha Liebman. Sam?
And Lee, State Attorney General Letitia James leading the crowd of hundreds here at Foley Square Tuesday evening.
This is a call to action. This is a five-alarm fire, my friends.
She told the crowd it was personal for her, faced with an unwanted pregnancy after first being elected to the city council.
And I chose to have an abortion. I walked proudly into Planned Parenthood.
Fellow abortion rights demonstrators still in shock over the leaked Supreme Court decision felt compelled to show up, like Jessica from Tribeca.
I'm out here because I think we have to take a stand, because people thought abortion was a settled right and we wouldn't have to fight for it, and we do, hard.
Meanwhile, James proposing a fund to help women travel to New York to seek abortions. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Foley Square.
New Yorkers elected Eric Adams mayor largely on his promises to get crime under control. So far, that has not happened, although one major category of crime was down last month, as Glenn Shuck reports from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
Now, compared to April 2021, a big drop in shootings and homicides in the five boroughs last month, but overall crime, a 34% spike, led by big jumps in robbery, burglary, and assault. Now, for the first time in a couple of months, I caught up with my friend Spiro at his coffee cart as he just came in from Astoria. He sees a lot.
That I witness a lot out here, because I'm out here early in the morning, as you can see. There's a lot of homelessness, a lot of people out in the street screaming and yelling. You know, I have customers on my line buying stuff, and I have the homeless people coming up to them, yelling them, give me money, give me cigarettes, dude, you know. So people are scared. And the mayor has to start, instead of worrying about cops on their cell phone, worry about what the hell is going on in the street.
And by the way, while those homicide and shooting numbers are down, still higher than pre-pandemic levels. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here 51st and 6th.
We now know why the surveillance cameras weren't working during the shooting spree in the subway last month.
When a gunman opened fire on a Manhattan-bound N train, the cameras at 36th Street and two other stations in Brooklyn were not transmitting pictures. In a letter to Congress, the MTA blamed a faulty fan. Technicians were working on it the morning of April 12th, but once the attack happened, police told the workmen to leave. The NYPD ultimately said it would be unfair and misleading to say the lack of functioning cameras significantly delayed the manhunt. Other MTA cameras provided images of the shooter.
Correspondent Aaron Katursky, the cameras were put back in service the day after the shooting. The NYPD would like some help tracking down a robber who attacked a man waiting for a C train at the 145th Street station in Harlem last month. The 50-year-old victim was punched in the face, smashed over the head with a bottle, and pushed down a flight of stairs. We have a photo of the suspect up at 1010winds.com. If he looks familiar, the NYPD would be delighted to hear from you. Suffolk County cops working on a very disturbing rape case. A 23-year-old mother choked and raped during a robbery in her home in Mastic Beach while her 4-year-old daughter was present. Suffolk County DA Raymond Tierney says the suspect under arrest now is 14 years old.
This is a case that is both shocking and extremely disturbing, given both the age of the defendant at the time of the offense, and as well as the nature of the underlying facts which involve the indictment.
The woman was also slashed and stabbed, and even if this teenager is found guilty, Tierney says sentencing options are limited.
The maximum time of incarceration this defendant is facing is 5 to 10 years in indeterminate sentence.
The suspect being held without bail, no ID, of course, because of his age, and police are looking for an accomplice. It was a long night for the Rangers, but game one of their playoff series with the Penguins didn't end the way the fans were hoping, as Mark Rene is here to lament this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, the Blue Shirts and the Birds gave a whole new meaning to New York City Marathon as they played the longest game in the history of the current Madison Square Garden. And Igor Shesterkin made 79 saves, but needed to make at least one more.
Kapanen stick handling. Kapanen far corner. Back out to the point. Marino was shot. They score! The Penguins win it!
4-3 at 5:58 of the third overtime. That was Kenny Albert on MSG Radio as Evgeny Malkin ended it on a tip-in. And Rangers head coach Gerard Gallant says as disappointing as that finish might have been, they've got no choice but to turn the page.
You know, one of those games, and obviously three overtime periods, it's tough to lose like that, but you know, you get back on the horse and you get ready for the next game.
Which is coming up back at the Garden tomorrow night. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.